Good morning. You are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM. This is Jamie B-Side, and this is my 150th episode, which is super exciting. Got a lot of cool stuff for you today. That was Palberto with Jumping From Lamp to Lamp. And up next is Julia Jacklin with a track called Body.
The police met the plane. They let you finish your meal. I know you'd like to believe it, baby, but you're more keen than criminal. Just a boy who could get to a domestic flight without lighting up in the restroom. Got cold, cloud of smoke, thumbs still on the light. You look so proud, couldn't wait to call a friend. We had to fly back home, never got the money back for that weekend. Right there on the Sydney tarmac, I threw my luggage down. I said, I'm gonna leave you, I'm not a good woman when you're. That's when the sound came in. I could finally see. I felt the changing of the seasons, all of my senses rushing back to me. Go your own way. Watch me turn my own head.
Thank you.
Hello there, you are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side, celebrating my 150th episode today. And in that last round, we heard Julia Jacklin with Body. She has a great new album out called Crushing. Then we heard Black Belt Eagle Scout with Just Lie Down. What's the name of that album? It's called Mother of My Children. And Black Belt Eagle Scout and Julia Jacklin are playing a show together, I believe in May. I don't have the date right in front of me, but that's coming up. So check it out if you like one or both of those projects. And then the last track we heard was Hand Habits with Placeholder. It's a new single out, available likely from a forthcoming album. I don't know the title of that. And Hand Habits and Black Belt Eagle Scout are both on Saddle Creek. So now I'm going to play a track by Mitski. This is First Love, Late Spring, from the album Bury Me at Makeout Creek.
Of the wind.
Listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM, best frequencies forever, coming at you live from the Mission District in San Francisco. This is Jamie B-Side, and today's my 150th episode, and I'm playing mostly newer music today. I think it's all pretty much newer in the last few years, at least. So that last round included Mitski with First Love Late Spring from the album Bury Me at Makeout Creek. I think that came out around 2014. Then we heard Telenovela, one of my favorite current bands. They are out of Lockhart, Texas, a little town outside Austin. And that was from a compilation album put out by American Laundromat a few years ago that's a tribute to Wes Anderson. So the soundtracks that he's featured in his movies, and that was a cover of The Velvet Underground's Stephanie Says. And then we heard Jerry Paper. He put out an album called, I think the album's called Gray Area, and that was also the name of the track, featuring Wise Blood, which I thought was kind of an awesome, unlikely pairing. I'm not sure how that happened, because he's just super quirky, very prolific. If you go to the Jerry Paper Bandcamp page, he's got so much stuff he's put out, and it's just really, it's really weird and cool. And Wise Blood seems a little bit more refined, kind of freak folk. I don't know if that's how I would define it, but kind of going that way. And it's just a little more sophisticated, I would say. And I wouldn't have paired them together, but there you go. It sounds cool. And so with that, I'm going to play a new track by Wise Blood. This is called Andromeda.
You can save me. old man's daughter. Let me in if I break and be quiet if I shatter. Get tired looking, you know.
Save.
This is B-Side Dreams. I'm Jamie B-Side, celebrating my 150th episode today. In the last round, we heard Wiseblood with Andromeda from the forthcoming album Titanic Rising, which you can pre-order on Bandcamp if you go to Wiseblood, W-E-Y-E-S, blood.bandcamp.com. She is out of New York. I feel like she used to be out of LA. Maybe she moved to New York. And it looks like she's on tour. She's gonna be in Fresno and Santa Cruz and Santa Barbara and LA, but there's no, unless she just played San Francisco. Oh no, that's in April. I don't see a San Francisco show. And then she's gonna go to the UK and the rest of Europe. And then she's gonna come, oh, San Francisco at the Independent on May 14th. Cool. So check that out. And then after that, we heard La 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 with I Get Cut from the album The Lamb, which is out on Hardly Art. And the last track we heard was Mothers. They are out of Philadelphia. The track I played was called Blame Kit from the album Render Another Ugly Method out on Anti Records. And now I'm going to play a track by Jessica Pratt, who I've played on the show before. She's on the label Mexican Summer, which is pretty reliably good. This track is called Poly Blue from the album Quiet Signs.
Like this before, illusions never.
You have been listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever, with me, Jamie B-Side. This is my 150th episode, which is pretty exciting and kind of unbelievable. That's a lot of hours of doing the show, and then, you know, the hours put into making the playlist, etc. If you're just tuning in to my show for the first time, I usually do a mix of indie pop and post-punk. I try to put a lot of new stuff in there, but sometimes I go back to classics. You know, if I don't know what to listen to, I'll put on like the Raincoats or the Slits. I love bands like that. And I try and do a high percentage of women-fronted bands. So that's my shtick. In that last round, we just heard Jessica Pratt with Polly Blue. What information? What's the name of that album? The name of the album is Quiet Signs, and that's out on Mexican Summer. And then after that, we heard Stella Donnelly, who is from Perth, Australia. She had a really awesome album out last year called Thrush Metal. There was a song called Mechanical Bull that I really, really loved. So she has a new album coming out that you can pre-order on Bandcamp called Beware of the Dogs. So that's stelladonnelly.bandcamp.com. And then there's a couple teaser tracks. You can buy different packages, and some of them include limited edition opaque olive vinyl. You can get earrings and t-shirt, poster, and then you can just like keep it minimal and just buy the cassette and get the download. So that is Stella Donnelly. And then the last track we heard was Sneaks, who I've played a lot on the show, project on Merge Records. That track was A Little Close from the latest Sneaks album called Highway Hypnosis. I'm going to leave you with a couple tracks. The first one is going to be Lana Del Rey, who, you know, it's going a little more mainstream, but this is a really good track. It's called Hope is a Dangerous Thing for a Woman Like Me. What's the whole song? It's like getting cut off here. I think you get the gist of it, though. Hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have, but I have it. So that is Lana Del Rey. And then after that, I'm going to play a track by Chris Cohen called Green Eyes. It's new. I just realized he had new material out, which was exciting. He used to be the guitar player for Deerhoof, but he's got his own solo stuff now, which is really good. So here's Lana Del Rey. Then you'll hear Chris Cohen. And thanks for listening this week. Happy 150th episode to me and to all the listeners out there who have enjoyed the show and listened to new stuff along with me. So I'll see you next time.
I was reading some errands and I got to thinking that I thought maybe I'd get less stressed if I was tested less like all of these debutantes smiling for miles in pink dresses and high heels and white yachts. But I'm not, baby, I'm not. No, I'm not. That I'm not. I've been tearing around in my fucking nightgown 24/7 Sylvia Plath, writing in blood on my walls 'cause the ink in my pen don't work in my notepad. Don't ask if I'm happy, you know that I'm not, but at best I can say I'm not sad. 'Cause hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. Hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. I had 15-year dances, church basement romances, yeah, I've got spilling my guts with the Bowery bums is the only love I've ever known. except for the stage, which I also call home when I'm not serving up God in a burnt coffee pot for the triad. Hello, it's the most famous woman you know on the iPad, calling from beyond the grave. I just wanna say hi, Dad. I've been tearing up town in my fucking white gown like a goddamn sociopath, shaking my ass is the only thing that's got this black narcissist off my back. She couldn't care less, and I never cared more, so there's no more to say about that. Except hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. Hope is a dangerous thing for a woman with my past. There's a new revolution, a loud evolution that I saw. Born of confusion and quiet collusion, of which mostly I've known. A modern day woman with a weak constitution, 'cause I've got monsters still under my bed that I could never fight off. A gatekeeper carelessly dropping the keys on my nights off. I've been tearing around in my fucking nightgown, 24/7 Sylvia Plath, writing in blood on your walls, 'cause the ink in my pen don't look good in my pad. They write that I'm happy, they know that I'm not, but at best you can see I'm not sad. But hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. Hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. Hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. But I have it.